Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, if you've bought concert tickets lately, and I know a lot of you have because we see at the shows, concerts are so much fun. You get to see your favorite artists do all those favorite songs of yours live. It's a great experience, but let's face it, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
Sure. Just for the tickets, and then you have all the fees on top of it.
You know, a night out at a show can really run up a tab. You know, you're going to go to dinner, you get parking, mm-hmm. you got the show. If you're coming from very far out of town to come in, you're going to spend the night.
You want to get some drinks while you're there?
Yeah. So it runs up a tab. And if you when you look at all the fees they charge mm-hmm. you, sometimes it's annoying. Well, now they've figured out a new one. There are new fees. Get ready.
Aisle seats. Going to cost you to be close to the aisle, so you don't have to climb over all those people.
Here's the thing about the aisle seat. And also, they're charging in some places for the outer seat, the inner seat, and then the next seat because you're close to the end of the aisle. But a lot of this stuff right now has to be approved by promoters. They have to go, okay, you can go ahead and charge that.
$5 to $30 a pop is what it could cost you for an aisle seat. When will they start charging for center seats because it's the best view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're on the end, you got to constantly stand up and you have people climbing over you. It's sort of a win. It's like a half win. It's like, okay, if I decide to go pee, it's easy for me because I can get up.
But if everybody else has to pee,
then you got to get up and let them out and go pee.
Yes.
Right.
It is exhausting. And you do start to think, like, at what point do we take a stand as people and go, no, I use that.
Stop it now.
I have the Regal movie app. And they charge a $3 convenience fee to be able to pick your seat. I'm like, it's worth it because then you can get the good seat. You can order in advance. You don't have to go. I don't like to sit through previews and stuff. So I can go 20 minutes after the show starts because it's still in previews. And I don't have to worry about it. But at what point you're like, all right, come on, $3, really? What's the who is this going to? Why do you guys need more money out of me?
Well, it's because they had a meeting and they said, okay, we've raised the ticket price
and people will pay
it. So now we need to come up with other ways to generate additional revenue.
Yeah.
So that means convenience fees. That means charging more at the concession stand, charging for premium seats, all this other kind of stuff. Then you've got the premium movie experience, which falls into the category of IMAX and things like that, where those tickets are more expensive. Like it's $22 or thereabouts a seat to see an IMAX movie. And people really, it's not a real IMAX. I mean, they call it IMAX. It's big format. The movie was filmed with an IMAX camera, but it's not real IMAX.
So you have different levels of who does the money go to? If there's a show at the Coliseum, right? The Coliseum can hire, their marketing department can hire like a promoter, right? To bring an artist in that the promoter covers and then they get door.
Mm-hmm.
Or the artist and their promoter can approach the Coliseum and say, you want to come here, we'll pay you this amount, and then we get door. Where does the concession money go to? Who is all this money going to is what I really want to know, bottom line.
Well, a lot of that, all that concession, here's what's funny is every artist deal is a different deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell a story. Kiss was the first band ever to get a share of parking at the venue. They made a deal where in their contract it said, and venues were shocked when they saw this, there was a deal where they got a certain percentage of the parking. And in the first place that this happened, which happened to be Lexington, Kentucky at Rupp Arena, the venue went, no. Well, Gene Simmons calls them up and goes, hey, listen, let me explain this to you. I want to come into town a day early. And we'll go to dinner, and I'll explain it to you. So Gene comes in and takes the guy to dinner, and when they end the dinner, they're getting their share of the parking because, you know, he explains, you know, we're coming in, you know, we're drawing the crowd, you know, we're the ones who are bringing those people
in. We'll go somewhere else where they will give me the parking.
You want to sell out your arena? We need a cut of the parking. So every act is different in what they ask for in terms of cut. How much the act cost? Does it cost $150,000 to get the act to come? How are you going to make money on that? Mm-hmm. How many seats you got to sell? How much do they have to cost? How much? You know, it's crazy.
Hey, good morning, Steve. On the way to Charlotte. How's everybody?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. We're good.
Hey, listen, about your discussion on concerts.
Yes.
I have been looking and seeing concerts since the 70s, and I saw some good ones. I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, Doobie Brothers, Firefall, the Eagles, Beach Boys, Billy Paul. I have some real good ones. I'm out. I'll tell you why. I was going to go see James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt, and Bonnie Raitt got sick. Do you remember that?
I do remember.
I called about two tickets. It was $600. $600.
Oh, God.
And I said, look, I can get a box set, and I can buy it for $50, and I can buy a new stereo for $300. Why would I do that? So here's the deal. I'm older. I'm 63. The older people are out. We're done. So what happens is they got to make more money. So, therefore, they're passing it on to the Zers, the Xers, the younger people. They can pay it because they're still making money. They're still getting increases. They're still getting raises. It's sad, but that's life. You know, musicians used to get album sales, you know, a percentage of all that stuff, but Pandora and all the rest of them eliminated that stuff. So they got to make money. You know, it's capitalism, but
yeah, you can't make money on music sales anymore. That's for sure.
No, sir. Look, keep up the good work, you guys. Have a nice day.
Drive safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.